From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, snake eyes, royal flush. I'm Mike Pesky. It's Monday, July 7th, 2008. Guess what's in the dictionary? Pescatarian has nothing to do with people who like to nibble on me. It is one of the new words. There's about 100 of them, and it means a vegetarian who eats fish also. Now, if you were a vegetarian who also eats sheep, you'd be an ovitarian. And if you also eat bulls, you'd be a toritarian. If you eat lizards, you'd be a sauritarian. But a pescatarian is a fish exemption. Here are some other new words in the dictionary. Edamame, those little soybeans that you get with your sushi. I'd like some edamame, please. Mondegreen, words mistaken for other words. Huh, I gotta look into that more. Infinity pool, an outdoor pool with an edge designed to make water appear to flow to the horizon. Usually in use of the in sentences that also contain the words dude, check out that. Air quotes, dirty bomb, mental health day. And here with Amanda Green is BPP editor Trisha McKinney.
Yeah, Amanda Green apparently is a word that you hear something but you mishear it, and so it gets stuck in your brain the wrong way. Like some people hear in the national anthem, "Oh say, can you see?" They hear it as "Jose, can you see?"
Right.
So that's Amanda Green.
So the Jimi Hendrix admonition.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Yes, excuse me.
Is Amanda Green?
Kiss it. Do you know where it comes from?
Well, I looked it up on Wikipedia, and that's never my only source, so I didn't get very far other than that. But apparently it was a misheard line of a poem that was supposed to read, "Laid him on the green," and
right.
The person misheard it as Lady Mondegreen.
Oh, okay. I like it. One word that I'm glad is in the dictionary, because people used to always say, what the heck's that mean, is bogart, the verb to be selfish with. You know, don't bogart that. And another word that should be in the dictionary is pwned. The kids say it. It means owned. And here's another phrase that literally is in the dictionary, Texas Hold'em. That's the poker game, which gets us to our first story this hour, which will be about the candidates and their games of chance. Barack Obama likes poker. John McCain likes craps. According to Time Magazine, this gives great insight as to their personalities and how they'll govern. Also, why we sign credit card receipts sometimes and sometimes not. Bill Wolf is here to talk sports. And the story about the first black Pepsi-Cola salesman in the Jim Crow South. We'll get today's headlines in just a minute, but first.
It is official. A changing of the guard at Wimbledon. And the new champion, Rafa Nadal. I think we're going to see a young man cry.
And that is, of course, tape of the G8 Summit. No, it's not. It was the best match ever. The longest. The winning streak snappingest. The gruntingest. By almost any measure, it's safe to say that yesterday's Wimbledon men's finals between five-time defending champion Roger Federer and capri pants-wearing clay court superstar Rafael Nadal was among the greatest in history. But would we see a young man cry? Well, a little bit.
Just very, very happy for winning this title. My favorite tournament for me is a dream, playing this court, but win, I never imagined something like this. So very happy. Thank you very much, everybody.
Nadal took the first two sets at the All England Club yesterday before Federer stormed back with tiebreak wins in the third and fourth. There are no tiebreaks if the players are even at the end of the fifth set. They play until someone goes up two whole games. Nadal was up 8-7 in the final set. For the fourth time, he was at match point. That means win the next one and you win the whole shebang. Finally, after rain and impending darkness and the greatest competitor a champion could ever face, Nadal did it. Federer, who's pretty friendly with Nadal off the court, was gracious in defeat.
You gotta expect the worst, and it's the worst opponent on the best court. But it's been a joy again to play here, and I'll be back next year. And
Federer has, of course, dominated Wimbledon for the past 5 years, but Nadal has pwned, as the kids say, pwned him on the clay courts of the French Open. He's beaten Federer on the way to each of his 4 French Open titles. With yesterday's win, Nadal becomes the first to take both the French and Wimbledon back-to-back since Bjorn Borg in 1980. Epic win. On the women's side, things went far less dramatically, with Venus taking Serena in straight sets in the Williams Sisters Showdown, bringing their overall record against each other to 8 matches each. The two wrapped up the doubles titles at Wimbledon as well. You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.